Okay. So welcome to the Hardy Souls. Just the contrast in yesterday and today was just staggering, huh? Absolutely staggering. Yep. Yesterday we were walking out without a coat. I mean, so some people wearing shorts. All right. This week's Sedra Parshat B'Shalach is, I guess, best known for the Shir HaSayam, or Yashir. But it's also the Sedra in which B'nai Yisrael are introduced for the first time to the Mun. And the Mun is going to sustain them for the next 40 years. But in the context of the Mun, they're also introduced for the first time, at least in you know, explicit to Psukim, for the first time as a people, to Shabbos, in the context of the Mun. So the Torah tells us that we know the Mun is going to fall every morning. But the Torah says that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, tell B'nai Yisrael that Mun is not going to fall on Shabbos morning. We know Mun on Shabbos. What are they going to eat? The double portion is going to fall on Friday. And those two can spell out some of the details, introductory details concerning Shabbos. Of course, more details are given next week. Sefer HaDibur, the next week says it. But in this week said, we find the following Pasuk in Perek Tes Zion, Pasuk Chof Hei. Vayomer Moshe Ichluhu Hayom. Moshe told the people, now you can eat the second portion, right? The double portion fell apart. This was Shabbos morning. So, Moshe, Ichlu Hayom. Eat it today. Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem. Because today is Shabbos. And Lahayom, Lom Slos in Tzilu Basodeh. Today you're not going to find it in the field. There's not going to be no man in the field today. So, the Gemara in Shabbos, I'm not Kufi Zayin of the Bates. Oh, yeah, set it up before. Okay, yeah. The Gemara in Shabbos has a drasha that takes note of the fact that this pasuk mentions the word hayom, referring to Shabbos three times. Hayom Hashemu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom Hashem Hayom Lo Simtzu Basoleh. So the Gemara says the following on the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin on the days in Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara says, Tamar Rabbanan, Kama Sudos Chayav Adam Lechol B'Shabbos. How many meals is a person required to eat on Shabbos? Shalosh. That's the Tana Kama Shalosh. Then it says, however, there's another opinion, Rabbi Chidka Omer Arba. Rabbi Chidka says you have to have four meals on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan, Ushnea Mikro Echad Darsho. They're both darshaning the same pasuk. Rabbi Chidka says these three hayoms refer to a meal aside from nighttime, during the day, during the daylight hours, aside from Friday night. Rabbanon Sabri Mahadi Urta. Rabbanon Hol not includes the night as well. Okay, the three is including the night. Rashi explains it very simply. Rashi says, Tlosa Hayom Leminyan Shalosh Sudas Ba. So each word Hayom represents a different Suda. And Rav Chidka says three meals during the day plus the one at night. That's a grand total of four. And the Chachamim say three in total. Now, we paskin, of course, like the Chachamim. Even though by some Hasidim they have a fourth Suda Taka called Suda Sachikta, but the simple ruling in the Rambam, Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Tes, the Rambam says, Chayav Adam Lechol Sholosh Sudas B'Shabbos, Achas Arvis, Achas Shachris, Achas B'Mincha. Three Sudas a day, Myers Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon. And the Tzarek Lizar B'Sholosus, Eilu Sholimchos, and Kali, if we're careful, not be a pleasant three meals, not feel only on his spine, it's not stuck, it's so in Sholosus, even if you have to, you know, beg, borrow, not steal. If you beg and borrow, you have to eat three meals. Well, how chol and rov achilo, so I'm just, I'm a tongue and talk to Sholos. Person sick, too much eating, or he doesn't enjoy his fasting, he doesn't eat well, and so on, that's a different story. And so on. The Rambam then says, by the way, the Tzarek Lizar B'Sholosus, Eilu Sholimchos, the Rambam says you should have wine. Good meaning to make kiddush at all three meals. At least have wine. But the tzarich sticky karis. You have to wash on two loaves. Like a mishnah. At all meals. The chayim be on top. So to be on top. Why? Okay, so that's not for today. But that's the Rambam says in the Hilchos Shabbos. In the Shulchan Aruch also. And so in Reish Tzadi Aleph, Shulchan Aruch says the person has to be careful to make sure to eat the third Shabbos meal as well, or the total of three Shabbos meals. To erase Tzadi Aleph, Sif Aleph, Kehizor Ma'od Lekayim Suda Shlishit Bafim Husodea. If you're full, so Yachal Oz Lekayim Oz Kebetsa, just eat a little bit. Okay? In EF Shalach Alech, Oz Lekayim 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 Lekay I mean, I'm sick, so I don't have to eat. But he says the pasuk Kohelet, "A chacham ein berosho." A wise person plans ahead. Shloyumale bitnol besudas haboker. Don't you know? I don't have to have four helpings of chalk, six pieces of kugel, everything else in the lunch meal. Okay, can they leave the mokum besudas shlisha? Have room for three sudas. Okay, and then the Ramos says, in the name of the Rosh, Umisha Ago, Misha Lo Ocho, the Lel Shabbos, Yochel Shosu, Yom Shabbos. But that person didn't eat Friday night. Brother wasn't feeling well, feeling happy, didn't eat Friday night. Then he takes three meals during Shabbos day, assuming he's feeling better. Okay, so that's the rule, of course, in having three Shabbos meals. And the Shabbos comment, if you're caught now, of Kadis, the Gemara, Chayav, Adam, Lecho, Gimel, Sos, the Shabbos, Bas, Mechu, Akro, the three, Ram, Hashem, Kol, Yom, Ki, Shabbos, Ram, Hashem, Hayom, Sin, Tzuvah. So the Arab Pasuk, the Tzuvah, Hayom, Kos, Mechu, because the Baruch Hazal, Komachayim, Shal, Suz, the Shabbos, the Tom, Shal, Kuranos, eat three meals and be saved from three troubles, Chavo, Shal, Mashiach, the Dio, Shal, Gehenna, Mechavitz, Kol, Mogo, Tamar, etc., and even a person traveling around, a poor person, etc. So we have to have three Shabbos meals. The question I can look at to bring us into is like a different angle in terms of Shal, Suz, is the following question. What is the B'chidka's Svar exactly? Let's come back to B'chidka. We don't, truly don't pass on. What exactly is the B'chidka Svar? After all, I mean, since when do we split between a Friday night and Shabbos? Usually Shabbos is one unit. So Friday night starts Shabbos, then supposed to be Shabbos. So why would a B'chidka come to the conclusion that, well, it says the three hayoms, you have to have three meals during the day? I mean, L'chora, why is the night not part of the mix? I mean, anyway, people eat at night, but why shouldn't that? He says the night meal, you know, it doesn't count as one of the three. There's three more. Why not? So it's whatever the Mechayim of Shabbos. You have to eat three students on Shabbos. So L'chora, Friday night is part of Shabbos. It's one unit, the one continuum. So why would, you know, why would we think otherwise? Yeah. So, with Mishnah Berurah's last one is Asmechua. There are some Rishonim hold this Daraisa through the Arayim and others I want to discuss now. My little sixth I wrote years ago, I discussed Shal Shus, I wrote about that question, but it was the Daraisa of the Rabbanon. Different opinions. But in any event, but the Mishnah Berurah says that's before. No, eating three meals is part of the Chiyuv of the Daraisa of Shabbos.
Not the Lord.
Huh? Or it's the Rabbanon.
Mamish like it was Gula, it says Mamish Mitzvah.
Okay, you're right. So that could be. That could be. That's the, maybe the Pashup shot. We'll come back. But there may be a different thing. The truth is, I saw. Right, I understand. But, you know, we want to try and look at what is the Chiyuv, so to speak, of Shal Shulis. And again, if the idea is to have three meals. You're right. I mean, I'm not, you know, it's not a wild sheet, but still, we're trying to try understand. So I want to suggest something, which I actually saw.
It was either two at Friday night. Would it be okay two in a day?
The other way around. You would never have two Friday and one during the day.
Right.
But again, you know, the idea is people eat at night, they eat in the morning. This is when you eat. Now they've become endowed with the quality of Suda Shabbos. So how you can wonder why the night meal doesn't count. Right? So I saw Mayor Torsky Shlita from YU, and I wrote in a Beis Yitzchok article, had a couple of hours about Shal Shulis. That's what set me thinking of it. It's like, happened to see it was an old edition. It was I think from Tokshin Salah Gimel or something, but I jotted down what year it was from. I thought I wrote it down earlier. I guess I didn't. But anyway, so basically Tokshin Salah Dalit Krach Lamed Vav, page 248. If you want to look it up. Okay. Anyway, but this is what got me thinking, and it'll give us I think a different insight to our pilot called Summer Shalom Street as to what Shal should have. You know, is an expression of. There is a Gemara in Pesachim where, in fact, and this is really the point I want to develop a little further, so it's probably lesser known, but the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Hei does, in fact, draw a distinction between Friday night and Shabbos. It's not some, you know, that's okay, it's a mitzvah of the day, like Lul is a mitzvah of the day, it's shofar day, and matzah, pakeret is a mitzvah of the night, so that's certainly a way out, certainly an answer, a good answer. But it's interesting that with regards to meals and other things that relate to honoring or enjoying Shabbos, which we're wondering together for the moment, we find the following statement in Maseches Pesachim, on the Kuf Hei, very bottom of Amud Aleph. The Gemara there is talking about Kiddush. Okay, there's a question, we make Kiddush Friday night. The daytime Kiddush is not really Kiddush, it's just a Baruch HaGafen. We amplified by saying a few psukim before the place of the. Basically, it's just a, we call it Kiddush Arab, but Lashon Hashanah, but it's the Lashon Hashanah, you know, it's euphemism. Really, the main Kiddush, Asher Kiddush Arab, you know, Kiddush, the Kiddush Arab is finite. But anyway, in the context of that discussion, the Gemara says, Esrei, listen to this, Kvod Yom, who Kvod Laila, Kvod Yom Kodem. Mark Sachem, very bottom of Kuf Hamadal, interesting statement. It says, honoring the day of Shabbos versus honoring the night of Shabbos, Kvod Yom wins. Okay, that's considered to be more important. Kvod Yom is more important. Okay, well, let's see. No, do this wrong. Okay, now what is it going to tell? Covered. Okay? Rashi and the Rashbam. They're in that paragraph. This is a long paragraph itself. They have on the page called Rashi and the Rashbam. So Rashi, we'll read Rashi. Kvod Yom Kvod Laila. Im Yeshlo or Im Eilo Yayin Harbe Lesuda Achat. O Mine Megadim. He has only a limited amount of wine. We're not talking about the Kiddush wine now, but wine was, you know, good wine was part of a good meal. Yes, it's many people fools today. Or he only has a certain limited number of Mine Megadim. Sweets, treats, you know, special delicacies. Okay? So Yanichem Arayom. You should better eat a fancier delicacy for the Shabbos day meal than for the Shabbos night meal. That's what comes out. I was Rashi, Rashbam's name. Kvod Yom Kvaila. Yimei lo yayin harbe lesuda. O minim adam yanichem arayom. That's what the Gemara means. Okay, so if you have a choice, your wife cooks a fancy dish, okay, and the question is, should you eat that Friday night, should you eat that Shabbos day? According to this, this Gemara, should you eat Shabbos day? Kvod Yom is other. Yimei lo el kos echad, omer olav kiddush hayom, they should kiddush hayom cover the Kvod Yom. He only has the one cup of wine. They need it for Kiddush. Then he's got to use it Friday night for Kiddush. That takes precedence over having a fancy meal during during the day. But okay, that's the Gemara. So, and by the way, it's a bit of a lesser known din, I think, but that is the halacha. So we take a look, for example. That's the point. The more important Kiddush is Friday night is Kiddush is really when Shabbos starts, the Chnitzoso. Okay, so the more important Kiddush is Friday night. But the more important meal, okay, in terms of fancy delicacies and so on, and the more delicious food, it's okay to have delicious food both meals. But if you have, so to speak, delicacies, those are for during the day.
Okay.
And the Shulchan Aruch Paschim this way. You find in Aruch Chaim, it's in Reish Ayin Aleph. Reish Ayin Aleph, Siv Gimel. Im ein yado maseges liknos yayin lekiddush ulahachin tzar chesud lekor alayla chor ayom lekiddush ayom mutav shiknah lekiddush alayla mashiyachin tzar chesud. Okay, we have a choice, but kiddush doesn't make. The raisha maybe, whatever, but that's one. Kiddush takes precedence. Or the other. However, v'had tanya kvod yom kodem lekvod layla, that which the Gemara says, your point really, says that kvod yom beats out kvod layla, I thought including the wine for kiddush. The kiddush is a separate essence. Okay, that which the Gemara says, Kod Yom, takes precedence over Kod Laila, so then that's Bishar Tzarchi Suda. Then Kod Laila covers the Kod Yom. Kiddush, so it takes precedence, what happens at night. But other than kiddush, it's talking about Shar Tzarchi Suda. Mishavur writes, the cut and test, Kidon, Shiyesh Lo Ma'at Mine Megotim. He has a limited number of good food. Tov Yoser Shianichem L'Tzorach Sudas Hayom. Okay, it's better to leave them for the Sudas Hayom. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay? And then he says, V'seif V'yam Shol Shlomo Kari Tagar Al Shein Yizhar B'zeh. The other Av Mosifim B'lo Shabbos. V'yam Shol Shlomo of Shlomo Luria, we'll see it inside shortly, complains that people don't know this din, and they tend to have, at least in his time, maybe today also, they tend to have the fancier food Friday night, maybe unless it's company or something, but people tend to have the fancier food Friday night, and he thinks it's wrong. In the Sharei Tshuva, here on the page in the Shulchan Aruch, in Karton Aleph, he writes, a cost me after some of the gittin, shakari tagar al shein is harm as ever, other are mosin will shabbat. And he writes, v'ani godarti ba'atmi, I made a personal practice, one of the marshal, we'll see that in a minute, okay, but the Sharei Tshuva quotes it, godarti ba'atmi shalo lecho dogim b'leil shabbat, I don't eat fish Friday night. He says, I don't dafki fish Friday night, Shudar Chashu, fish is considered a delicacy, at least him. Chashu Muslim, it's a good food. The Oz, Afilia Sevish Shabbos, Kalmadonim, that way, even if I have other delicacies, but Lo Yishuos to the Shachris, if I have good stuff Friday night, but it's not going to be as good. He loved that fish. It's not going to be as good as the Suda Shachris. Sheyesh Bodogim, Ad Kalmashono. Huh? Say it again?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
I guess he didn't hold bus.
I guess not for every meal. I guess not. Right, right. I mean, there isn't a zoo animal that I'm wrong close to make sure they have fish at all. It does say, you're right, but in the mashal, they don't. Okay, the, anyway, the Vio Machzik Bracha, the Machzik Bracha, the Bar Shari Tshuva says that the Machzik Bracha, that Chito, brings it, and he brings a proof, okay, that the mashal loves fish. He says from somewhere else that the island comments in Tokhuk Pegimel, Shor Shal Loa Chodom, or Shoshana Shechav Tolov, in Cain, and he didn't eat, I didn't know Rosh Hashanah, because whatever. So he says, "In came mishachovel of min machal acher." Let's say your thing is not fish. Our shalos thing was fish. You have another food that you love, okay? So it says the shari tshuva came mishachovel all of min machal acher. Yes, lo anichal su the shachris. Put it aside for the day tamil. I don't know the kugel, salt, whatever our contemporary good foods are. As I said, this is a lesser known din, but it's an interesting din, and we should ask a little bit why it should be so. So I wanted to just go into that a little bit. Again, this is a side point in terms of Shalosh Shulis, but I think, you know, again, for all my Kod Shabbos, it fits and it has some significance. So let's digress. The Gemara has the following statement given. Af lamed ches on the base.
You're in trouble if you don't sleep.
What's that? Yeah, it's true. You have to leave it on a black hole midas. Right. Put it on a hot pot. Leave soup. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara says in Gittin that Lamed Ches on the base. Interesting Gemara. Find it. Yeah. Gemara says Omar Rabba, Gahani Klas Mili Nachse Malabat and Seim. Okay, there are three things which cause a person to lose your possessions. Okay, three bad things. Okay, the Mafki Avdai Lechiruzo, somebody who releases his Eved Kanani for no good reason. Okay? As Rashi says, the Mafke of Nalacher is the Avri Basay, because it says, La'olam em tavadu. That's the sugi there with Belezer, with his Eved, that he released him. Anyway, that was for good reason. Otherwise, it's over a say. Number two. Yeah. Whatever. Coming up to Purim. Parsha Zohar. Anyway. Udusayri Nechsayu Veshabato. The other thing is, Rashi says, he looks after. So, Dosem Mistachem Veshabat Leda Mayim Tzvichem. People who look after their business interests on Shabbos. Don't do any business. The guy goes to his field, they say, what do I got to do here tomorrow? Oh, this over there, he looks, checks out, this one needs more water, that one needs this, right? He checks out his, doesn't exactly do malacha, but he checks out his field or the contemporary equivalent thereof. And the third thing is the kavayu sudos of the Shabbat, b'idem b'midrash. And people who make their Shabbos meals dafka at a time when the Rav is giving shiur in the Beis Medrash, like that, we're supposed to be going to learn, that's when they make a meal. During the time when people are supposed to be learning. Okay? B'idam Be'mi Drosha, Rashi says, Kishachachom Doris Drosha, Rav the Shabbat, Behang the ocean, the Suda, Vahayol Ahem, Lachim Ola Acher. The Kiddush Club. If you walk out to Rav the Drosha, and they make out of the Kiddush, right? But it's already, that's already that, listen, I don't want to talk about that now. What? Yeah, I don't know if it's the best time to do a Drosha, I don't know.
Well,
the other. Anyway, that's for a different discussion. But let's just talk about that. Let's talk about that in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say that not that Shal Shulit. Anyway, I mean, not to have the learning it. So, whatever. But that's also a different discussion. So, all right. Then the Gemara goes on and says, the Amar Rechiyah Bar Abba, Amar Yochanan, Shtei Mishpachos Hayu B'Yerushalayim, Shtei Mishpachos, there were two families in Yerushalayim. Achas Kovah Sudosu B'Shabbato, Achas Kovah Sudosu B'Erev Shabbos, who stay in Neku. Two families in Yerushalayim who met an unpleasant death. The family was, disappeared, died out or whatever. One, they made a Suda on Shabbos. On Shabbos. They made a Suda on Shabbos. Okay? Achas comes with the Shabbat. Achas comes with the Erev Shabbos. The other one made it, and presumably on Shabbos meant they did a Taka during the time of the Beis Medrash, and therefore there were violations of Din. But then the other Din was, the other family made the meal by Erev Shabbos. Was probably making an Arab Shabbos. So Rashi says two interpretations. The Lele Shabbos. They made the fancier meal Friday night. The Ein Kan covered Shabbos. The Kaimel and Klod Yom covered Klod Lila. They were in violation of this din. They made the fancier shindig on Friday night and not Shabbos day in violation of Dinim Sochem. It's Rashi quote. The Hemel is Kabbos who bit the base matches. And like I said, they said the night too. They had the meal then. The Ika the Mefarshi, the Arab Shabbos Mamish. Now, somebody that made a meal on Arab Shabbos, therefore weren't hungry. It was like the Arab Tzachim. Right? who aren't hungry for Shabbos. They made meals every day. The hot meal, iki sushi, comes with Shabbos, because she was savaya, but low time, right? The kind of won't be hungry. Okay. But anyway, according to the first interpretation, it was wrong for them to go ahead and make a fancier meal Friday night, like we just saw in this in the Kumar Mesachim. So it's on this Gemara that the Yam Shel Shlomo, Shlomo makes that comment. The Yam Shel Shlomo is the Sefer on Gittin in Perek Dalet, Simon Nun Aleph. He writes, he says, Maskina B'sugia quotes the Sugia and so on what the family did, and according to at least one interpretation of Rashi, okay, includes one interpretation of Rashi, this was the problem that they did. He quotes all the Rashi verbatim, okay? And the Yesh Lachos Lishnaf Perushim. We don't know what they did wrong. Was it Erev Shabbos or Friday night? Says the Marashai Shemachar, both and not do either. Don't have a big meal on Friday. And also don't make the superior meal on Friday night. Kishnam Kechad Tovim Mufrat Ve'achar Sheneku Mishpachos Be Lo Yochos Lachach. I mean, people met a bad end, you know, they're playing with fire. You know, stakes are higher, so don't play around. And therefore, Ani Kori Tagar Al Bnei Ami. Zera Kodesh Shomrei Shabbos. I have a taina against my fellow countrymen who are good people, the tzaddik, the Shomrei Shabbos, and so on. But she'en on his heart is there. The Neko Benin, Lahashos to his Bokos, to his Arab. They make as big a deal about Friday night as they do with the Shabbos morning. And not only that, I'm receiving the Suda of Shabbos, and the Tafshil, and the Suda of Boker, Bokos, the Shabbos, Dogim, Tovim, Shu Ikar, Suda, Binyana Kibut, Boker, the Suda of Shabbos, Nami, Mikol, Mokom, Hishwas, and the Suda of Shabbos, the Boker. Okay, he says, at minimum they make it the same, and sometimes they even Friday night have a fancier food. He says, it's not right, and because it's called Shabbos, it's equal. Beyond on the Al-Dayat, he tells my kids, who's got Al-Dayat, he asked me, Shavuot, I hope talking about Al-Shabbos, to the Rechosh, and the Suyam, the Ochel, and the Yosef, the Boker. So, oh, it's a few years to be Al-Shabbos, Kama, and the Dayat, well, you should have the Shachos, and the Dayat, and so on. So this is the position of the Marshal that the Shari Tshuva quotes. And anyway, you see a significant din that the Shabbos morning meal, the Marshal made a fuss about it. The Shabbos morning meal should be the fancy meal. If you have a particular food that you're really in love with, you know, it should be saved for Shabbos morning, not for Friday night. For Moshe Feinstein, in his Sefer on the Gemara, he's best known for his Tshuva, Igros Moshe, says, he wrote on Shas, Dibros Moshe. They say, I don't know, I've heard of him, but they say that he was, you know, he was more famous than Igros Moshe. He found the Dibros Moshe was evidence more of his, you know, learning and his scholarship, more proud of the Dibros Moshe. Anyway, the Dibros Moshe on Gittin, in the Ha'orah section, so it's Perek Dalet Gittin on Daf Lamed Ches, Ha'orah Sadech, he is not so convinced that the Maharshal is correct. Okay, he has a taina, because he says, and he quotes the whole story, but he says, well, about Tamu Omar came. Let's go back, he says, to the original Sugi and Psachim, which talks about Kvod Yom, superseding Kvod Laila. What was the example Rashi and Rashbam gave? The guy had only a limited amount of food. Okay, he was either going to eat it Friday night, or he was eating Shabbos morning. So then Shabbos morning wins. But, says the Moshe, but if a guy's got a lot of food, he's anyway going to have a beautiful meal Shabbos. But he wants that fish Friday night, make it tasty. It doesn't have to be, the Gemara doesn't mean that the Shabbos lunch meal has to be greater. They can't be of equal status to two meals. It just means if you have a limited amount, that's what he says. Okay? Right. He says, Rakim Elo Harbe Yalasudo, I mean, regarding them, they're going to be going to the Yeshlo, but if guys got a lot, like I was today, we have a Yachalacha Komen Amigod, which is Yahin Gambalala, come on, we can do the same as later in the day. He doesn't think there's any such issue involved. Okay? So the, that's what he says. And the Yeshmo Kolo, the Elo, the Yeshlo, the Harbe, the Cholosudos, if you've got a lot of food, you have to start making a cheshbon. Well, Friday night we had 6 side dishes. Shabbos morning we had 4 side. That didn't make all these calculations. He said, you know, that's what it means. Anyway, Sir Moshe has a different, has a different take on it, which maybe explains why, if this is correct, you know, why people today, you know, I'm not so miser in this din because we live in a more affluent society. We don't have any people who are eating only Friday night. Have nothing Shabbos lunch. But they decide to have a little more delicacies only Friday night. I'm going to be Shabbos lunch. This is take it fair. That's how much a fine thing, right? And although, again, and that's, he says, push shot in the Rashi and Rashbam on the Sugya. Okay, but again, for the full disclosure, the Meiri on that Sugya in Pesachim, and for Kuf Hamad Allah, Pedil Maso, Kvod Yom Shabbos Kodom Kod Laila, Rotsaloma, he says,
Shinyeslo Yayin Harbe, Omina Megodim, even if he's got a lot, Royu Lo Lanichal Lamacher. So, okay, I mean, you know, my point is, this Machlokas in Moshe Feinstein and Yamshel Shon, maybe Machlokas, we've shown him how to read the Sugya. The Sugya means Dafka only has a little bit, or even if he has a lot, you know, which is the way the Marshal learned. So, yeah.
Certainly those of us can make one set of the men of Kiddush here. You have questions about it.
Well, that's it. Let me give one, sorry. Beza. Say it again, men's club Kiddush.
People that make lunch are the men's club Kiddush here.
That's who's right there. Oh. I don't know. Some of the Kiddushes I'm at have a lot fancier than that Friday night. I don't know. No. Also around here, each with pastrami and all kinds of delicacies. I don't know. Anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan. Shabbos. It's a different. It's always different. No, it's perfect. It's a different edition. In Simon Reish, I make it. Simon Reish, I thought the most kids are very fancy. Oh, I don't know. I thought they were okay. Anyway, Simon Reish, I and Alice says he quotes this dim, and he quotes the Marshal. Okay, and the Aruch HaShulchan, we should know, by the way, is very often. Aruch HaShulchan was a shul rav. It wasn't just the Simon Beis Medrash, you know, learning, that the whole time was. He was actually a shul rabbi, the Aruch HaShulchan, community rav. And a lot of times Aruch HaShulchan tried to justify the behavior of Klal Yisrael and the common, you know, Aruch HaShulchan a lot of times does that. Instead of saying, I don't know what they're doing, he usually tries to learn to close his sort, and he had a function as a community leader, and so on. So, anyway, see, very often. So here, he writes on this, 19, here, Lama Tzchus. He quotes the Amshul, but why did the Rashi and Rashi give the example of wine and you know, my God they're offering these fruits? Why did they say generally good food? Okay, see, it's different than what the Rashi finds is because there are certain things which won't rotate. Hell, come to the soup. Okay, who David? You mentioned the soup. He said you mentioned it. He says there's certain things that are not going to taste as good if you wait till Shabbos morning than they would Friday night. And certain things, he even says certain types of bread are much better fresh. Preservative, but you know the bread would stay out and get hardened and not as tasty. Shaharbe told my pastor, "I yosim liyom kedua." Those days, Elish says, "Zev vada lo tisa torah lebli lechol b'alai peshein l'bach kotzuv." If we have to say, "Well, I want soup, so I don't have anything comparable for Shabbos morning, so I better eat the soup," not true. His mother says, "Lachain pirshul in yain uperos." He says, "Talk about wine. The wine Friday night is the same wine Shabbos morning. Whatever fruits you have Friday night, it'll keep till Shabbos morning." Right, those kind of lois kalkal lamacha bezek vo jom kodesh. That doctor put away for the day. But it says lochim dogim chamish olam chavimos from yoser. Encourage people who like hot fish better than they like cold fish, so they can't wait through the day or have the fire. But then about it, it's okay. So the chayin shapir of the avakadisha. The holy Jewish people know what they're doing. It's okay. That's the Rosh Hashulchan's take. Now. I want to just mention that this concept, because we're entitled to ask, what's the reason why Kol Yom is Adim? The Gemara says it's a double push, but why?
Where does it come from?
I mean, why does it? Why do you know, we understand why you got to make it right night? Because it's the Chnisos, like I said before. What's the Svara behind Kol Yom Adim? Just conceptually. So, again, we're way off the field from our question about Chidke, but I was trying to use as an excuse to give you this insight about Kvod Yom, and once you understand it, then we can pull it all back together. So there is a Rishalmi and Brachas. Rishalmi and Brachas. Parak Zayin, Halacha Hay, Daf Nun Vav, and Alf, the regular passage. Where it says as follows. The end of the sixth Parak of Brachas. So it says, I'm sorry, the end of the seventh Parak, forgive me. The end of Parak Shlosh and Shalom. So the Gemara says, "Amar Tanchum Bayudon, Kvod Hayom Kodem LeKvod Halayla." Kedushas Halayla, Kodol Kusayom. Fine. Same, basically the same din as we had that Yerushalmi and Bavli and Tzachin, every Yerushalmi broker. So one of the famous commentaries on the, or less famous commentaries on the Yerushalmi is Rav Shlomo Cirilio, the Rashi Cirilio. Okay, it's not printed in the standard Vilna Yerushalmi, it's not on the page. On the page is the Pemosha, the Kavaneda, okay, but they print in the back of Rashi Cirilio. First, there's different gears sometimes Yerushalmi. The Ozu Hodi Yerushalmi that's now being put out, which Art School uses for the English translation, has the Rashi. Rashi Cirilio, I think, was from the Jews who were kicked out of Spain. He was in that era. He's a Rishon, really, probably Rishonim. So Rav Shlomo Cirilio, Rashi Cirilio, again, it's the regular Yerushalmis have it in the back, okay, but the new ones have it on the page. So that's Brachas Perek Zion, okay, the end of Perek Zion. So Kvode Om Kodum Kodum Laila. He writes, In the Eishlo Basel Suda Achas Omin and Megorim Yerichal at Suda Sayom. Do me the Suda's Purim. You know, it's Purim. The Purim Suda is a day. Right? That's an interesting two stuff. They'll come to the Shabbat Tu B'Shvat. So now it's, I guess tonight is Yud Dalet. It's Taka Shloshim Yom tonight. It's Purim already. Wow. So 1 month to Purim. Believe it or not. So, what? Yeah, right. You know, we'll leave that up for a moment. But he says, Suda's Purim, right? There's some mystical Indians don't have to eat it. I hope they'll see breakfast first, but not this. But the Shabbos. But anyway, but he says that Suda's Purim is also during the day. But oh, he says, goes back to our puzzle. Full circle. The Hopi Yom Achluxi. He says that when the Torah talks about eating, when does it speak about eating? Echlu Hayom. It talks about eating by day. That's why the eating of the day is a bigger Indian than eating at night, because the pasuk says ichlu hayom. He uses the word ichlu hayom. The loks record the esach katov leivu ichlu erev. Okay, so you eat it by day. Okay, so now I think he's saying how
that the yom is a kedusha.
The 24-hour unit,
yeah.
Right?
You don't have to claim that
you're okay. Yeah, but the truth, but he understands that, and now. To come full circle, Rabbi Tversky didn't mention this, Rashi Cirilio, but I saw him mention that. Because according to this Rashi Cirilio, the things go together. Rav Chitka said, that the three hayoms mean day. The three meals, you have to have four meals on Shabbos, one at night, and the three hayoms are during the day. So that's the same thing Rashi Cirilio is saying, actually, that the word hayom means day, and since the day, and since the Torah speaks about eating on Shabbos, that mentions eating during the day. That's why the daytime meal has precedence over the nighttime. Then he gives another reason. He says, Ella, he says rather, Bod, the nace de mon lominka el biyom. He says, the nace of the mon wasn't noticeable until the morning. Okay? The ilo b'leil, because the Shabbos kolay lo hal and mon. The fact that they had mon Friday night, they had mon all the time that night. They collected on Wednesday morning. That's the price for Wednesday night also. It didn't rot till the next morning. So the fact that they had food Friday night, actually, was not because of the double portion, if you think about it, because it was still for the Friday portion, right? And it was so the nace of the mon was not noticeable, really, until the next morning. The law, in general, there was always mon, kol the mon of the priest, they only ride the next morning. So he said those are the two reasons that the Rashi Cirilio gives for what the background of this practice is, or this, pardon me, this concept of having, give a precedence to the daytime meal, yeah.
You say something that Kiddush requires Suda, so that's the Friday night meal, and now you set up a deal with the three yoms, and then you have the three yoms for the day.
Okay, in other words, the yom doesn't mean the Friday night at all, maybe. The Friday night meal is because of the Kiddush. Okay, could be good. There was a comment in the Mechilta, of Shem Yechai, yeah?
I ate this for a month, so Shem says, Ichlu.
Right.
We eat the day, which is that it's like when we eat that, so when we're eating in the daytime, it's almost like an Aedus on the nace of the moment.
Okay, good. That's
holding
it over.
Right,
right, right. I want to notice all those nights. There's a Mechilta, not the regular Mechilta, the Mechilta of Mishmah, the Mechilta of Shemar Yechai. Next week's session, it says the Dibbos, Parakhof of Shemar's Prophet Ches, says, Zohar es Yom HaShabbos HaKacho, it says, Es Yom, Ainli El Yom, Ailam Inayim. You have to remember Shabbos to keep it holy. Only the day, Zochas Yom HaShabbos, there's Talmud Lomar L'Kadsho. Okay. In Kei Ma Talmud Lomar Yom, Kod Yom, Kodem L'Kod Laila. Chilta says, Chilta B'Shem Yochai, says the makor for having given precedence to the daytime meal is because it says Zohar is Yom, and again, David, you said, well, maybe Yom means the whole unit. Okay, but that's not a Mechilta, that's not a Mechilta Parsha. The Chassam Sofer has a different address to this concept. In one of his tshuvas, Chelek Archaim Siman Yud Zion, he says that the reason why Kvod Yom,
Okay, so this is what the Chassam Sofer says in Shuvah Simcha Chelek Archaim Siman Yud. Interesting concept. He says the reason why the daytime has more kedusha in terms of the not more kedusha, but more, he says because mechora zoch v'zochah mekom v'achol kevedach kedusha mosifa v'holeches. You quote yom others. You quote lila. He says as the day of Shabbos progresses, the kedusha intensifies. There's more kedusha as the day goes on. So therefore, quote yom is before quote lila. It's an interesting concept. I don't know what that means in terms of shalosh shuddos because then it should be greater. And by the way, in Hasidic literature, Shal Shudas is the greatest moment of Shabbos because you have the Kedusha has been saturating the whole day. But the Chassam Sofer has this regard, that's his explanation for our din of Kol Yom and Kol Laila, namely that the Kedusha is greater during the morning because simply it's been Shabbos for a while, right? So it's an interesting take from the Chassam Sofer. You know, the more the Shabbos goes by, the more Kedusha there is. Finally, the Aruch HaShulchan, huh? What's that? Okay. But yeshivas also. Not so much. All right. One other thing, the Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah. The Aruch HaShulchan writes. You think they made it up? Okay. Anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's in the Reish Pei Tes Aruch HaShulchan. Gimel. He says. He mentions he talks about Kvod Yom also being important, and he says time was shokid in the Kvod Yom Vasura Kate. He brings a riot to the look with something else. He says a number of reasons why that the daytime Kiddush is sorry the daytime. Batam the Kvod Yom Kodem merely. Number one, he says Mishum the Ikari Asuras Hemanov Alabalayla. Main meals people eat during the day. The general rule people eat to, in those days. Anyway, lunch was always a big meal. Friday night, and I forget Friday night, but in general, nighttime meal was like an Eretz Yisrael in the old days. Anyway, she was still like that. No, the lunch is a heavy meal. It's the main meal. Night was, you grabbed an egg or a yogurt or something, right? That's the way it was at least then. Okay, and then the continental plan, the European, that's how it was. Mediterranean countries. That's number one. He said, Pasha, so the Friday Shabbos morning meal is more important than in general. Once the more chazor of the ode, to belayla ho achol b'yom erev Shabbos. You have shoyos who the chaviv alok to b'yom Shabbos. He said, "Friday night, how hungry are you? You ate earlier in the day. You're full, right? But Shabbos lunch. By the time you get home, you're hungry, right? I mean, it's a psychological, I guess, to some extent. But you know, but you're hungry. But oh, another thing, the mikdash ha'isa ikra kedusha nikeres b'yom. When was Shabbos noticeable during the day? That's when you brought the korban musaf, right? The daytime is when Shabbos is pronounced in the mikdash." You were called Muslim all over Ireland. So I said, Shuma Bodos of Shabbos. There was nothing in the Beit HaMikdash. It was indicative of Shabbos, except during the day. But oh, the Iker Toko is Marabel, because it was Shabbos. The Rikucho Shayitzchok, Lassi Lovo, Dal Pavel, the Rusa, and so on. He says that, in the night, was when Yitzchok tries to figure out, if our head, because Rav wants to punish the Jewish people, to pay tests in Shabbos. And Yitzchok, figures out ways. He said, how long does the person live? And then that's how long he lives. Until he's 20, he's not held responsible for the areas anyway. Then at night he sleeps. You got to subtract all those hours. You know? So anyway, he talks about night being knocked out of the picture. Anyway, so you take a look. Aruch HaShulchan has a number of, race-specific base. Now, in any event, so this explains a little bit why or where this concept comes from. Having said all this, though, we can now go back to answer our question with Chidka, as of Tversky's suggestion. It's not, again, by itself, it's not that important other than to explain the Shita in the Gemara, which that's not important. But now you've been introduced to a whole new concept. He said, now we understand the Chidka Shita. Okay, Kvod Yom is Adif. Okay, if Kvod Yom is Adif, then it could be that
the covet of Shabbos, the aspect of Shal Shuz, that it's closed Shabbos, that Shal Shuz is the means of having three meals, the means of showing honor, the special honor for Shabbos. That's more important than the day, besides tonight. That's how he explained it. So just use his idea to give you all this other information about the concept of Kvod Yom. But it's interesting because this concept of Shal Shudas being a din of covered Shabbos, again, I'm not distinguishing that between covered and Olmec, okay? And we usually assume covered is everything done before Shabbos. That we assume that because the Birk Ro says that in the Hilal Shabbos, it's Quran, but sometimes it's interchangeable. Like some people, when they eat taka, I know people, whenever they take a bite or they start out a new dish on Shabbos, they bring out the gefilters, they say, look, covered Shabbos kodesh. Covered Shabbos, I always said, just say, look, Olmec Shabbos kodesh. You point that, don't go. We don't probably do that anyway. It's not the constitution thing. But anyway, so right now we're sort of like equating COVID and only. But that's Matwiski's suggestion was that the quote, since the day is of greater significance in terms of COVID Shabbos, and that's why he says all three students have to be during the day, besides for the night, Okay. But as I said, this plays into something else as well. There is a question about women, whether women are obligated in eating Shal Shudas. Are women obligated in Shal Shudas or not? So Rabbeinu Tam, in one of his Tshuvas, in the section of the Sefer HaYashar, Rabbeinu Tam, the Tshuvas section, the Chilak HaTshuvas, Siman Ayin Os Dalet, right? He says, just a moment, he says, yes, okay, he says, women are obligated. The Noshim Im Chayalos, Nira, yes. The women should eat Shal Shudas, should have three meals on Shabbos. Why? The Afein Hayubos HaNes, the Mon, of the month, okay? In other words, the whole three meals are learned from the three apostles by the month. What, the women didn't get month, they also got month, okay? So therefore, the month, the Lechem Mishnah also, that was Hayla Kula, okay? The Chayin Chai was the month of Tzal Tzeki Kaz, okay? He says, if a woman is having a meal by herself on Shabbos, she also have two loaves, like a meal, right? Because Afein Hayubo Sanez, the old Afein Hayubo Sanez. And then he writes, well, oh, the mitzvah say to Rabbanon, shovel a kol. Okay, mitzvah to Rabbanon is equal to men and women. Okay? But this interesting idea of Atein Hayubos Anes, okay, we're familiar with that. The Gemara mentions that three places. The Gemara mentions that by Megillah. Again, we're a week from the month before Megillah. The Gemara mentions by Ner Chanukah, and the Gemara mentions by Arba Kosa. So Ben Atan says, okay, those aren't the only ones. Okay, three meals on Shabbos, it's commemorative of the month. So therefore, the women have to eat three meals on Shabbos as well. So says Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran in Masechta Shabbos on the Rif, the Ran on the Rif in Shabbos says the following: enough mem dal and aleph for the pages of the Rif. Mem dal and aleph. Anyway, the Ran on the Rif, the Chos Rabbeinu Tam. He quotes it in Rabbeinu Tam. The Noshim Chayavos Begimel Sudas for Chayin Amal and Tzav Steki Korish Afay Halbos Hamei B'Neis Hamon. And he says, Ein Tzarech, says the Rav, he doesn't disagree. He says, women are chayav and shalosh shudas. But he says, you don't have to come on to that. Shekol ma'isa Shabbos, isha isha shavit. Women are obligated in all the aspects of Shabbos the same as men. K'vyalfinan, we'll see the more brachas in a second, mizachah v'shomer, es yeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'shmira, v'chalzeh, avi kol, chiru v'shabbos. It's very simple. We have a Gemara, okay, and it's a Gemara in the brachas right there, first one. Okay, the Gemara Brachas says the following on the Chof Amud Beit. We know the two Pesukim in the Torah. Okay, the Seres HaDibur says Yisro, next week then it says the Shmuel's Per Chof Pasuk Ches Zocher Shom HaShabbos Kachar. And in Vos Chanan, Dvorim Perik, Hey, Pasuk Yubay, Shomer Shom HaShabbos Kachar, right? There, we all know that Chof Baruch Hu said two words at once, fine. But the Gemara says in Brachas that there's a lesson here. That's Tom. Okay, Zocher and Shomer says the Gemara Brachas, huh? Oh, yeah, exactly. Heads and tails of the same coin, exactly. I can feel the Gemara says in Brachos Chaf Chumbeit. Omer of Adam or Ava Noshim Chayavus Bekiddush Yom Bar Torah. Women are obligated with the Raisa in Kiddush on Shabbos. Amai Mitzvah Shes Man Gromo, but isn't it a Mitzvah Shes Man Gromo? I don't care. I make Kiddush tonight. I make Kiddush tomorrow night. The whole Mitzvah Shes Man Gromo Noshim Pturos. So Omer Bai for Dorbana. Bai says not only Dorbana. It was Amalei Rav. One second, it says not Dvar Torah. Dvar Torah means the Raisa Kamar. But second of all. Kol mitzvahs asein nechavim u'darbanas. You're going to say it's only the banas, so why should we pick this one? It should obligate them everything u'darbanas. Elam a rova, avar kra, zachar v'shamar, the package deal, kosher yeshna, b'shmira yeshna b'shmira. When you interpret shmira, shmira levetes shomor tishomer alam pen means a low seset. Right? It's a low seset. So shomor means don't violate any law. Okay? So shomor shomor shabbos kashom means to observe all the mitzvahs low seset shabbos. And zohor is the positive action. Shomor means guard yourself lest. Don't do this, right? That's a low seset. Zohor is not say. So it says kol, the zohor and shomor together teach you the kol she yeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'shira. Whoever is bound by shomor shom shabbos kashom is also bound by zohor shom shabbos kashom. The hanei nashi and women, oh, isno b'shmira, we don't have to keep shomor because the exemption of low seset, of atesha's mankova is with atesha's mankova. Low seset is what keeps saving men, including all the low seset of shabbos. So we don't have to keep all the low seset of shabbos and of every other low seset. So therefore, since they're in the ball game because of Shomar, as you said, it's a package deal. It's had to tell the same court in the mail. They're not Zohar also.
Eliminating that form of suffering doesn't look like a lot, per se.
It doesn't matter, right? Right. Heads and tails are the same court. The woman has to do Shomar, then by definition, she has to do Zohar as well. That's how the Gemara says in Brachas Chokhmeh. Yeah.
Not like the idea of having a feather offering like you, or did you think this was a better start?
It just, well, his language, the right, talk about the Ron. The Ron's language. A second. I'm going to find it. The Ron's language. Ron's language is Ain Tzorach. You don't have to come on to that.
I don't think he thinks it's best.
You know, you don't have to come on to that. Rashi says over there, Brachas Chokhmah says, Kiddush Hayom Mitzvah Shesh Man Gromahu, because Zohar Shosh Har Tzor, Zohar El Yayim. B'Shmira, we have to keep Shmira, the Lohs HaSem Alacha, the Hayin Nosh, the Isham B'Shmira, the Tzad, Kol Mitzvah Lohs HaSem, the Mishnah says in Kiddush Hachav Tetzvon Aleph, all mitzvahs losa say, bein shes man goma, bein shes man goma, loshim chayos. The hishra kosu ishalis chol shem shem torah to keep the ten men. So therefore, you guys heads and tails at the same point. So a mele says the Ran, that's why women are obligated in shalom shuvus because they have to keep Shabbos becomes one package deal. Okay, so therefore we don't have to come on to afein hobos haneis. You don't need it. Okay, it's the whole package. Okay. However, is that so poshut? The Ran actually is very, very difficult. I understand why Rabbeinu Tam didn't want to say that. I'll tell you why. Because who says kol sheyeshna b'shmir yeshna b'shmira means it's everything to do with Shabbos. Maybe it's only those things that are under Zohar, let's say, Kiddush, or either, or let's say Zohar is usually interpreted to refer to Kiddush, right? Zohar, Zohar, yeah, fine, they're obligated to Kiddush. That's the Gemara says Kiddush. Does that include Shal Shudas too? Why? I understand why Rabbeinu Tam might not have wanted to accept that drush, because who says that when it's done, it's everything. Everything gets swept along. Maybe just certain things do. And he says that one can say, and I'll bring an interesting riot. And of course, he discusses this in that article as well, as well as point. But he says that we say the following. Okay? By the way, I just want to mention this interesting. The Rambam, what do I do with the Rambam here? The Rambam is, I want to take a look at the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, Avodas Kochav of Offering. That's what the Rambam talks about. Van Grover. So the entire good base is looking at those kachos. The Rambam writes in Halacha Gimel. Okay, the Rambam writes in entire good base Halacha Gimel. There it is. Kol mitzvah lo sashis v'torah. Well, like we just said, all lavim echad anashim echad nashim chayim. Oh, there are a handful of exceptions. Who's about tashis? Not the cut of the cut your hair. So about pakis, not the face. About the tamei kolam amesim. Fine. B'chol mitzvah say shum izman lezman ve'en et adira nashim pturos. All mitzvahs that say that come only once in a while, you know, mitzvahs that come only once in a while. Women are exempt. Chutz mikiddush hayom, except for kiddush, it says. And also, b'achilas matzah b'leilei Pesach. And eating matzah on Pesach night. B'achilas ha-Pesach, v'shchitos, v'hakka, v'simcha, shana, shana, v'en, 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 also. But in terms of today, the only other one is, well, simcha, simcha is a different story, but he says women are obligated in eating matzah on Leilei Pesach as well. Now, having said, and by the way, the Shulchan Aruch too, I'm not going to read inside now, but the Shulchan Aruch also tells us that women are obligated to make Kiddush as well. It's in Archaim Sereish Ayin Alev Sifteh. There we have to make Kiddush. Okay.
If you want to say that the Shabbos Kiddush is based on the man, then in fact, what was really going on with the man, there was a low cost paper of the man.
Not to collect. That's an interesting point. Hold that. That's an interesting point. I'm going to say, Reish Ayin Aleph Beis says, Nashim Chayos Kiddush, Apophishu Mitzvah Seishu Tzvan Gromah. And so I'm sure the iskis zochel shomer. Tani nashu always in the shmiri from the spirit. Okay, and therefore a woman technically motzias as anashu. A woman can be motzi a man and so on. The whole chayavus in the Torah. The same obligation.
Okay.
That's a question. According to the Rama, would work out like that. But anyway, that my point is, I understand why the Rabbi Tom may not have wanted to quote that, as the Ron says. Therefore, the Rabbi and Shal should too. How is that true? Everything gets swept along? It could be not everything gets swept along. How do we see that? Because there is a pasuk in Parshas Rei, Dvarim, Perek Tezai, and Pasuk Gimel. It's Torah Pesach. Shivas Yamin Tochal Avatos. I'm sorry. It says Shivas Yamin. I guess that's what I can say by heart. Okay, we'll look it up. What is that to read it? What I say, Karakaz Zion, the end of Parshas Rei, it's the you know, the end of Yom Tov. Karakaz Zion plus the Gimel, right? It says, Lo Sochal Olav Chome, Shivas Yom Tov Olav Matos Lechamon, Ki Bichim Pozo, Olav Tos Vahe, 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 It says, Lo Sochal Chomet, and Shivas Yom Tochal of Matzah. So the passage juxtaposes the mitzvah to not eat Chomet on Pesach, with the mitzvah to, yes, have Matzah on Pesach. So interesting to take a look in the Gemara in Psachim. Can I put that away, really? The Gemara in Psachim, Daf Mem Gimel. Here it is. I got it. The Gemara in Psachim, Daf Mem Gimel. I have to keep the one place. So the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Mem Gimel. Ahmed Beis says the following. Women are obligated. How do we know that women are obligated? Ramon just said that we saw that Hilchos Avos Kochavim Perikid Beis. But how do we know that women are obligated to eat matzah on Pesach? Why? No. It's this. Says the Gemara. Mem Gimel Beis in Pesachim. Let me just find it. Amar Damar Belezer. Noshim chayolas bechilas matzah dvar Torah. Why? Shenemar lo sochal chometz kol sheyeshno, the same limit. Bebal po, that's what you meant. Kol sheyeshno bebal po chometz, yeshno bechilas matzah. Vahani noshim, dami ho, yeshno bebal po chometz, yeshno kumachol matzah. Right? It's the same exact type of limit. Okay? Same exact type of limit. Women are obligated to eat matzah because they're obligated. It's the same, the package deals. Heads and tails are the same coin. Whoever is not allowed to eat chometz is, yes, required to eat matzah. It's exactly the same Rashi to Lashon says that there are muzharos on every lav, the woman not allowed to chametz on Pesach. Therefore, they're also chayelos, but they're nechilas matzah, the last part of the first night, even though it's man grom, right? So that's how we learn it out. Now, very nice. And that's what it says in the Rambam, Perek Vav, Mechus Chon Tzvah, Halacha Yud, that everybody has to eat matzah, including women. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch is in a tough iron base, if you're down, but we'll get back to that in a second, also says we'll have to eat matzah. Okay, maybe I'll, you know, that's an Hilchos Pesach. And so therefore, there's no question about that matzah gets swept along because of the obligation to avoid eating chametz. I just want to read you what it says in Tof Ayin Beis Yudal. Gam Noshim Chayolos and so on. He mentions Chol Mitzvot Anogos Boso Laila, all the mitzvot that are applicable that night. Mishabur says to Gottman, hey, that means Kigon. He says, not only matzah, but there's a matzah morer, amiras hagadah. Okay. But one second. Despite all of that, the Gemara Pesachim of Kuf Ches and Aleph on the bottom of the page, going over to Kuf Ches and Beis, tells us the statement of Rishon ben Levi that women are obligated in arba kosos. Am Rishon ben Levi, nashim chayos barba kosos halalu, why she'af hein hayu bo saneis? What do you need that for? Why do you have to have that? That's a Gemara. That's not a bit of time. Okay, that's an absolute Gemara. So once you've told me that chametz and matzah, the head and tail are the same coin, so if whoever doesn't have to eat chametz schleps along all the assays of Pesach as well, right? Shafi and Habosnes, as you know, there's a famous machlokas. I don't want to spend time on that obviously, late, but machlok Rashi and Rashbam and Tosfos have discussed it. I mean, afen habosnes, does it mean they took a dramatic role? Or they were just beneficiaries, right? That's, you know, it could be that all three of the mitzvahs, Arbakosos, Megillah, and Chanukah, women took a dramatic role. Arbakosos, you know, the Mishkus Nashim Tzidkanios, the Osirishayim, Purim, obviously Esther played a major role in the Chanukah, also that Yehudis, you know, she killed the Greek general, etc. Or it just means they were beneficiaries, same as men, whatever the decrees were, you know, whatever disaster or danger there was, this woman also. Anyway, so one second, so we're entitled to ask just a moment. By the way, Rambam Paskin, Parag Zion of Hilchos Chametz Matzah Halacha Zion, that women are absolutely obligated in Arbukha Kochah, Arbukha Kochah, including women. Okay? And the same as Shulchan Aruch, that same din, Top 5 Bays Yud Dalet. The Ugam Noshim Chametz Barba Kosas. Right? So, and rather, the Mishnah Berurah there in that Dalet says, because Afein Harabah Saneis. Afshim is the Mormon, and Kochelish Afein Harabah Saneis. So, 1 second. Evidently, the heads and tails for the package doesn't schlep along everything. You know, Harbor Kosas wouldn't have gotten trunked along. It's only because Afein Harabah Saneis. So, Mela says Rabbein Tam. Now, I understand. Rabbein Tam is right. The Ron had a time against Rabbein Tam. What do you have to say, women of Chayim Shalosh Shudas? Because why? Because Afein Harabah Saneis. What do you need that reason for? Just say it. Everything else, Shabbos is dragged along because they're obligated in the Yidlosah sense of Shabbos. The answer is very simple. It's not true. Just because you have a head and tail deal, have a package deal, doesn't mean everything gets dragged along. Maybe Kiddush gets dragged along. Okay, whoever has to keep Shomor, has to keep Zachar, has to keep Kiddush. That wouldn't necessarily include Shal Shinnis, just like it didn't include by Pesach, because Yeshua Baal Kol Chachomet, Yeshua Kumat Tematah, doesn't include the, and that includes, Mishnah Berurah says, it includes Agad, it includes Mar, but doesn't include Arba Kosas. You have to come with different reasons. Arba Kosas, Mamela, if that's the case, you know, you understand this is a taka rather than a shver. However, it could be, come back to the idea, that no, the Ron may hold the following. You see, you're right, not everything gets swept along, all right, but everything which is of a certain ilk gets swept along. What do I mean by that? You're right. When it comes to Pesach, maybe Arba Kosas, you know, just matzah. You want to tell me matzah, so matzah maybe includes Marah also, because our matzah is among the chuy, have to be together, and our God has to be said over matzah. But okay, Lav Dafka, the Arba Kosas. But on Shabbos, he wouldn't say that. Why? Because the Rambam tells us, that's the famous Rambam of Soloveitchik, made a whole fuss about it, basically, a beautiful presentation, in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Halacha, Rambam, Arba Dvarim, Nemar B'Shabbos. There are 4 things about Shabbos. So wrapping up. Shnayim and Atar, Shnayim and Divrei Sofim. They move for Rosh Hashanah, they intervene. 2 things, the Raisa, the Rabbanon, so to speak, but not Rabbanon, but like Divrei from the Nevi'im. Shabbat Torah, Zachor Shalom. Okay. Shnispar Shalai, the Nevi'im, covered the Oneg. Shnemar, it's a Pussy, Yeshayim, Nunchas, Yigimah, the Karos, or Shabbos Oneg, with Dosh Hashem, Mechubad. Rav developed very beautifully that Kavod and Oneg are the ways you do Zohar Shomer, so to speak. They're intertwined. We're going to try not to go into the whole presentation, but they don't have a whole Yartek Rosh better. That Kavod and Oneg and Shabbos is a that's what Rav means. It's an effect in the Nevi'im's, the Tarshav HaPeh, eventually codified by the Nevi'im's way of enhancing or fulfilling, manifesting Zohar and Shomer. Okay, so now, if you hold like that, Rav explained the Rav, and if you hold that the meals on Shabbos are part of Kavod Shabbos, then you can't say that wouldn't have been dragged along. That's part of the, that's the Ron's Taina. Okay, the Ron's Taina is, no, don't, it's not like Arba Kosas, which doesn't necessarily get dragged along with matzah. This 3 meals on Shabbos is a form of Kavod, like we explained, it's Kavod Hayom. Kavod Hayom is part of Zohar and Shomer. The whole limud of Zohar and Shomer has to tell the same coin. So whatever is under Zohar and Shomer, Zohar and Shomer, you want to find some other aspect of Shabbos, I don't know, I don't know what there is, but if there's something else, so maybe that won't get dragged along. But Zohar and Shomer, and Elamai, it's a bit of time, disagrees. A bit of time, maybe holds that no, that's not true. What's not true? Maybe 3 Shabbos meals is not a manifestation of Kavod Hayom. Okay? It's all independent. Right? It's not part of Kavod Hayom. Right? It's its own entity, whatever it is. It's a whatever the reason will be. So the only question we'll end off with, if that's the case, so now we're back to the first problem. So why pack it if the 3 Shabbos meals aren't covered a yom? Okay, I don't do it covered a yom. How does Rabbi Tam explain the Chidka Svara? You know, this is a side point. How does Rabbi Tam explain the Chidka Svara that the daytime, all 3 meals in daytime, that was all built on the concept of the Kavod Hayom Adin. And 3 meals were, and especially the way Rosh Hashanah Cirilio, the Rosh Cirilio explained it to a link. So, you know, I had it a bit of time. So, I would just say, I don't have a proof of this, I would just say, go back to the Pasuk. Come full circle, wrap up with this, and go back to the original Pasuk. You know why Chidka said that the 3 Hayoms were all referring to the daytime? He says, right, I would suggest, I don't know, Okay, very practical suggestion. You look at the pasuk, the previous pasuk before it to the Hayom, it says as follows. Perk Tezayin Pasuk Chavdal. What happened? The double portion fell on Friday. Chavdal says, Vayanichu Osar HaBokeh. So people left it overnight. That's what they're supposed to do. Kekasher Tziva Moshe. Velo Hivish. And it didn't think. Rima was Ois HaBokeh. It didn't get wormy. Okay? And then, Varam Moshe Chlu Hayom. That's it. So when was Moshe talking to them? He was talking to them after Friday night already passed. When did he say these three Hayoms? In the morning. In the morning. So says the Mechilka, okay, so he's talking about for the rest of the day. So therefore, when a Tom could say, I'm doing the Torah, the Mechilka Surah is based on when was Moshe talking then? He's talking to that morning. So he said three times a Yom. Didn't go back to last night, but it's my past already. Right? Anyway, so just to explain that for a minute, Tom. And I, you know, the work in the Mechilka. Anyway, I just want to give you this insight to Shal Shus. Perhaps Shal Shus is in Torah Yom. We understand the significance of Torah Yom on Shabbos being more important than the Kodalala. Okay, which I want to go in Shabbos.